Rubio directs diplomats to avoid statements that could undermine Iran nuclear negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a directive to American ambassadors in the Middle East instructing them to refrain from public comments, interviews, or social media activity that could inflame regional tensions or complicate the Trump administration's efforts to pressure Iran into abandoning its nuclear weapons ambitions. The memo, obtained by The Guardian, emphasized the need for disciplined messaging to avoid prejudicing sensitive political issues or confusing U.S. policy at a critical moment in ongoing negotiations. The order was widely seen as a pointed rebuke to U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mark Huckabee after his appearance on Tucker Carlson's podcast, where he asserted that Israel had a biblical right to much of the land in the Middle East. While the cable did not name Huckabee, its timing, 2 days after his remarks drew sharp condemnation from Arab leaders, left little doubt about its intended target. White House officials were reportedly alarmed that his statements could harden Iran's stance in the last-ditch talks led by Trump envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, and a source familiar with the matter noted that the president was increasingly frustrated with Huckabee's interference. The Geneva negotiations, which stretched late into the night, ended with Witkoff and Kushner returning to Washington disappointed. They had pressed Iran to dismantle its 3 main enrichment sites at Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, previously targeted in Trump's bombing campaign, and to surrender its remaining uranium stockpile to the United States. They also demanded a permanent agreement, rejecting the sunset clauses that phased out restrictions in the 2015 nuclear accord known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which Trump withdrew from in his first term. Iran has so far refused to halt enrichment or ship enriched uranium abroad, and Trump's decision on further airstrikes is expected to hinge on whether his advisors conclude Iran is deliberately stalling. Rubio is scheduled to travel to Israel to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid these heightened tensions. Huckabee's podcast comments, invoking the Book of Genesis to suggest that Israel could claim territory stretching from the River of Egypt to the Euphrates, sparked criticism from Arab leaders as a breach of diplomatic norms. Although Huckabee later said Israel was not seeking to seize all that land, his statements prompted renewed concerns that undisciplined rhetoric from U.S. officials could jeopardize sensitive negotiations and escalate regional instability.